104.3 The Fan's senior Broncos writer, John Clayton from DenverFan.com, writing for the website daily now, and we're thrilled to have him in the fold here at The Fan. I got to tell you, John, first of all, thank you for dropping by the show yet again. I got to tell you, your suggestion about Von Miller's future with the Broncos on your piece that I suggest everyone go read at DenverFan.com, I hadn't quite heard that type of suggestion. Why don't you, for our listeners, go ahead and lay out what you think would be a good gamble for the Broncos.
Yeah, the gamble, I think it'd be good just from the standpoint that we just yesterday saw J.J. Watt, presumably, we haven't seen the contract yet, signed for $15.5 million. Okay, there's the $18 million last year option on his contract, but the way it's going to work is that only $7 million of it is guaranteed, and that'll be guaranteed at the end of the month, the beginning of next month, you know, start of the league year. And so my thought would be, it's better to see what he has left, and you can make a decision in training camp. And if it costs you $7 million, it costs you $7 million. You know, they cleared up, you know, more than $25 million with Jarrell Casey being released and AJ Boyer being released. So they're, you know, they've got about $26 million, and they're going to probably come up with some more because I think there'll be some more cap casualties. But I think, you know, Von Miller, because you go back and there's so many things happening with that great class of 2011 first rounders, where you have several Hall of Famers, and, you know, Von, you almost look at with 8 Pro Bowls as a Hall of Fame candidate. I think, you know, they owe it to him and they owe it to themselves to give him a chance to see where he is so that he can either eat the $18 million, but if he doesn't, then he walks away with 7.
John Clayton joining us. John, thanks for joining us, buddy. Justin Simmons and his situation, how do you think it plays out? And do you think if Justin Simmons hits the free agent market this year with the cap being down, that he ends up setting the mark for and being the highest paid safety in the league?
No, he won't be the highest paid safety, but I think he can come out with a real good contract. You know, highest paid safety right now is Buda Baker at $14.75 million. You got Eddie Jackson in Chicago making $14.5 million. If they can get a deal done in Seattle, Jamal Adams will be the highest paid safety because I think he can get more than 15. Because remember, he set the record for defensive backs with 9.5 sacks. I mean, he was like 8th or 9th in the league as far as sacks. And so he'll get the biggest contract. But I'd have to think, you know, he's a chance to get the $14 million. But what I think from the Broncos standpoint, you're almost in a better state to give him that second franchise tag because that'll be a little bit over 13. So that means you have Justin for 2 years and you have him for, you know, $25 million. And that's pretty good. But you also have the ability sometime before July 15th, once you get through the cap, to see if you can get him to a long-term deal. So I get the feeling it's going to be the franchise tag because you don't want him on the street. It's a really good class in the draft of safeties. It's also a real good free agency class because you have some real good ones that are going to be up. But he's one of the better ones, and I think they just need to franchise and keep him there and then wait to see if they can get a long-term deal before July 15th.
The Fan's senior Broncos writer John Clayton joining us live here on Stokely and Zach. Justin Simmons' running mate there in the secondary has been Kareem Jackson, and I think that you could argue in the last 2 years that has been the best positional group on this football team. But a decision has to be made with him too. I mean, he's going to be 33 years old. He's making top 10 money. He's on the last year of the deal. Do you have any guess or hunch what could be next for Kareem Jackson and the Denver Broncos?
Yeah, my feeling is he's going to be a cap casualty. And because I think, you know, what it still comes down to, and this goes back to what we're talking about with Von Miller, I mean, can you keep both at the high numbers? You know, can you keep Von Miller at the 18? Can you keep Kareem Jackson? Because, again, if you're going to be putting one money into one safety in a tight cap, I mean, it's going to be tough and to get the second one in there. So I think he's going to be probably a cap casualty because, in, you know, a lot of work has to be done at the cornerback position because I would think still that first-round pick most likely is going to be a cornerback. I don't know if it's going to be Patrick Surtain or it's going to be Caleb Fairley, one of those two. But I think you don't want to have too much of a change in the secondary. But I think, unfortunately, you know, it's one thing if you cut both Miller and Jackson, then it's almost too much money because now you're sitting at probably, what, $60 million of cap room. And it's like, do you really want to go that far? So I'd say right now the odds of him, Jackson, staying aren't very good.
Let me ask you one more question.
Let me jump in here real quick, Zach. Sorry about that. because I know we got to go here shortly, but I want to piggyback that Kareem Jackson question. John, do you think George Payton looks at Kareem and says, you know, he's good friends with Deshaun Watson, maybe we'll just suck it up this year and just pay him the money, because if we want to have any shot of landing a Deshaun Watson because he has a no-trade clause, let's just try to keep, you know, his buddies here. And Kareem's obviously a really good player also.
Yeah, but I don't think, I mean, it's not a buddy. The buddy really comes down to the fact that Nick Caserio, the general manager, is still taking the tack, even though I think there's people in the office arguing with him that, you know, you don't want to, you know, they're not going to trade him. But again, he made it adamant. He went in last week and said, told the coach that it's like, I don't want to be here. I'm never going to wear a Texans uniform again. I don't know if that's going to change anything, because if you're going to be the Texans, do you wait until August to see if he's going to hold out in camp and then hold out into the season? Because by that time, you're not going to get the right value for him. You also have to take the idea that Denver will be competing against Carolina, because David Tepper, the owner, is so adamant of finding a way to get Houston to pick up the phone and him even outbid the Broncos to try to get Watson. But he's in play, but whether Kareem Jackson's here or not, that's not going to play into whether Watson comes here. Because remember, it's a matter of who can work out the trade with Houston as opposed to where Watson wants to go. He'll want to go to Denver. He'll want to go to Carolina. He wants just to be out of Houston. So either place is fine, but the recruiting part isn't part of it.
And just another follow-up here before we let you go, John. And John Clayton, our Broncos senior writer on DenverFan.com, joining us here. Do you think it's realistic that because both sides are not only dug in, but it comes from a place of, you know, like principle, do you think there's a scenario where Deshaun Watson literally just sits out the entire 2021 season, forgoes $20 million or so, tolls his future money, and that's how it plays out in 2021?
You have to think something will happen. Even if he holds out into the regular season, there's going to be an acknowledgement that it's like, okay, let's try to make the trade then. Because you know, at some point, he needs to come back. I mean, the situation is a little bit dicier than what happened with Dwayne Brown, because Brown did not like ownership, and so he wanted to get out of there, and he held out till midseason. In fact, he was ironically traded to, I mean, he came out to Seattle, played one game, to at least save the season, at least, you know, so his year of eligibility still remained. And then the next week, he was actually traded to Seattle. So, I mean, he could take the tack, but I think at the very most, he can maybe miss half the $20 million, maybe miss half the season. But at some point, he's got to come in and play.
John, great stuff. Love having you drop by the show weekly. Love that you're writing as often as you are on DenverFan.com. And we appreciate you here today. Enjoy the rest of yours.
Okay, thanks.
All right, there he goes.